Your At Work Radio. Every day, 9 to 12. Only on KC 107.7.
Dis 9:46. Jy's ingeskakel hier by KC At Work saam met my Michelle. En op die lyn vanoggend het ek vir Linda, want dit is Financial Capability Month. En ek wil net by Linda 'n bietjie hoor, 'n bietjie meer daar gesels. So, good morning Linda, how are you doing?
Good morning, my dear. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Just tell the listeners out there from where you are in your role at your work, NetBank.
Yes, good morning to the listeners. Thank you so much for having me. Linda Gwabe is from NetBank Financial Wellness.
Yes.
Doing good for communities, assisting people on how to do better with their money in financial education.
So thank you very much again this morning for your time, Linda. I'm going to ask you the first question. What is Financial Capability Month and why is it important for individuals and businesses?
Financial Capability Month is specifically to assist people now, to help them to see how important it is to understand managing their money better. And this encourages people to take control of their finances. This also is financial literacy when we talk about Financial Capability Month. So it's to remind them that it doesn't matter who you are, how old you are, where you're from, your current situation, but you also deserve to have access to financial literacy and take control of their financial future. They also get to learn skills during this time in terms of ensuring that the goals they have are aligned, but direction and the skills of the know-how are what's happening in this month of financial capability so that they can gain confidence on savings, on paying off their debt, like how to manage their credit, and also understanding how banks work in terms of investments, understanding how to protect their monies. So this month right now of April is to assist people to get there.
And then,
that happens, yeah.
And then what key financial habits can help people improve their financial well-being and security?
That's a very good one. So the main thing that I'd like to stress is people need to understand the life stage that they are in. Before we talk anything else, you need to be kind to yourself and know that if you're a student, your life stage is a student. If you're a senior citizen, then there's things that you will prioritize in this journey of financial capability, right? Mm-hmm. So if you know how your life stage goes, you will then know that the budget that I have as a person talks to needs rather than wants. So you need to track your income and how much you are spending on things that matter so that you won't be spending recklessly. So that's budgeting number one. Number two, you need to make sure that the savings that you are making talk to the goals that you have. But more crucially, make sure you have an emergency fund that's savings for emergencies aside from other savings that you have. Your investments need to be protected in diversified investment portfolios. So you can't put all your eggs in one basket. Invest for short-term, medium-term, and long-term separately. Another one that you need to look at is the goals that you do set must be SMART goals, specific. You name the goal and they need to be measurable. How will I get there? Achievable, realistic, and time bound. So those goals must talk to the savings and goals must align. So those are the very important steps to make sure that you are getting there. One step at a time. And be kind to yourself, I say.
And then, Linda, how does NetBank support customers in becoming more financially capable and making better money decisions?
So at NetBank, we do have financial education tools that we do give to people. This is available even in a booklet form, soft copy, on the net. When you go to our website and just go on consumer financial education, you will be able to read and go through that by yourself at your leisure time. It assists you on how to manage your money effectively. And you will see there how to do budgeting. It will take you through saving. It will take you through understanding credit and the elements of being financially healthy. Everything is on the Consumer Financial Education on the NetBank website. And also, NetBank offers people personalized financial planning. So this is where customers or people that are interested are linked to wealth management services through them having that individual, one-on-one with the person that will guide them in terms of making sure that their financial goals are met one-on-one. We also offer relationship banking at NetBank, where we look at building lasting relationships with clients. They get tailored banking solutions. This approach ensures that they also given relevant advice and support to their unique financial needs, because people are not having the same needs at the same time. There are basic ones that we can say are common to everyone, but we look at tailor-made solutions for each person. There's also support for businesses, because not only an individual person is supported. You cannot expect business people to be able to run prudent businesses if they don't have that support. So at NetBank, this is offered to business clients, and financial planning, investing advice is also given to them so that they are able to scale their operations and manage their costs effectively, banking productively, separating business from personal. All of that support is given through support for business. Educational resources then also give them that articles where they are able to go through what it is they need to deal with specifically. There's videos to help them so that they understand the financial concepts. And also there's even Lwazi Digibot. This one helped them to do this thing, on their phones through a WhatsApp connection with Lwazi Digibot, where they are taken through knowing how to budget, how to save, how to protect their money from scams, how to invest, all of those things. And the Lwazi Digibot WhatsApp number, which does not close doors to anyone, these are not only for people that bank with NetBank. This is for everyone. The WhatsApp number, if I may say it, Michelle, is that okay?
Yes, you can, Linda.
Right. Lwazi Digibot allows you to do this via a WhatsApp platform. And the number for WhatsApp is 066-566-6536. I'm going to say it again. 066-566-6536. That is Lwazi Digibot. You will have financial education on your fingertips wherever, whenever, at your own pace. So all of these are the support platforms that NetBank offers, as well as on their money app, the banking app itself. People are even able to see their credit score. People are even able to track their spending. People are even able to change things around. When you are looking, how am I doing and where is my money coming? Yeah. Imagine being able to see that, hey, I'm tracking my spending now because I have a specific saving goal. And when I do this and plan it on my app, I'm able to see how far I'm going with the different types of investments and savings, which allow you to even name one of the savings pockets emergency fund. Then people are able to set stop orders and save from as little as whatever amount they are able to do. And this happens in the background. You feel good when you've started saving.
Yeah.
So all of this is focused on specifically this month to carry people through, because we get so busy. Look, it's school holidays now, yeah. Right? And people have kids at home. Kids are also able to play games that assist them on saving, understanding financial concepts. All of these things are done in a game format where people are able to enjoy and understand.
That's a very good idea, yes, to keep the children busy. And that will help them with their maths also.
Definitely.
Linda, always a pleasure talking to you. It's not the first time and it's not the last time. So looking forward to our next conversation. So, yeah.
Me too.
Thank you very, very much. It's always, it's an honor to have you on the line with us and just to share all the info. And I wrote the number down. So if any listener needs that number again, I will send it per WhatsApp. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you so, so much. And people shouldn't worry about it. You know, the smaller steps they take, the more they get themselves educated on these things, then they will do it. It's a pat on the back every time you see that, oops, I've managed to understand what my credit is.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is how I can cut down that interest by adding a little bit of money on the installments that I'm paying. So all of this will be unpacked anytime, my darling.
Thank you very much. You must have a nice day. Enjoy the last day of the month. Tomorrow it's a new month, 1st of April. So,
yay. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Daai was Linda, sy is daar van Netbank. En as jy wil ek my nommer vir jou herhaal, jy kan vir my boodskap stuur, ek sal vir jou nommer weer gee. So sy gesê, daar kan jy alles gaan kyk. 0665666536. Dan kan jy financial education kry op al jou bank sake en kyk waar al jou hoe jou geld sake staan. Een mens moet een bietjie begin spaar. Mense is so geneig soos hy sê die lewe is gejaag en jy dink nie altyd hoe om jou mooi te werk met jou geld en een mens moet besef die jare stap aan en een mens kan ook nie jy gaan nie vir ewig kan werk nie en een mens moet jy moet daai nes eiertjie, moet jy vir jouself kan opbou, vir een dag, en Linda by Netbank, jy kan draai gaan maak daar, jy kan gaan instap, en daar met hulle adviseurs gaan gesels, en hulle is meer as bereid om vir jou bietjie raad te gee, en vir jou te help, as jy, selfs al is jy 'n jong student, of as jy nou net in die skool uit is, en jy wil jou sakgeld wat jy nou al verdien het, wil jy nou al begin, op die regte manier belê en op die regte manier jou geld laat groei vir die toekoms. So ja, ek en jy kuier lekker saam. Jy te sien by Casey at Work tot en met 12 uur hou ek jou geselskap en jy moet net daar bly waar jy is, want so 10:30 dan het ek 2 studente of altens hulle is nog op skool, graad 10 en graad 11, hulle gaan 'n bietjie met my kom gesels. Waarmee hou hulle self besig die vakansie en het hulle al toekomsplanne? Het hulle al begin? As jy in graad 10 is of graad 11 is, dan is ek seker jy moet al begin dink het aan wat lê die toekoms? Wat hou die toekoms in vir jou? En wat wil jy gaan studeer? En gaan jy verder studeer? Ek weet, daar's baie studente wat besluit, hulle vat eers nou soos 'n bietjie 'n gap jaar, en is dit 'n goeie ding om 'n gap jaar te vat? So jy kan ook saam met my gesels, as jy in graad 10 of graad 11 is, laat weet my, het jy al besluit, wat is jou toekomsplanne? Gaan jy verder studeer, of gaan jy, soos hulle sê, 'n gap jaar vat, net om te besluit wat jy wil doen. Partykeer is mens nog nie seker as jy klaar is met skool nie. En dan wil jy eers net 'n breekie vat, net om jouself, dalk wil jy eers gaan 'n paar loswerkies iewers gaan doen, vrywillig, om te kyk, is dit waar jy wil wees? Is dit waar jy voel jy die toekoms wil ingaan? Dit is die beroep en dis die passie wat jy wil volg.
Casey at Work on Casey 107.7.